Section 2. Why are forms P11D and P9D required? P11Ds are required because income tax is chargeable against emoluments of an officer employment. Income in the form of salaries, fees, wages, and perquisites and profits whatsoever all come within the definition of emoluments, where they are paid or received by virtue of the officer employment. Salaries, wages, fees, commissions, bonuses, and any other cash form of payment are taxed through pay-as-you-earn. And employment income details are reported to HMRC on the annual PAYE return forms, P35, P14 summaries, and the P38A employer supplemental return. All those returns we've covered previously in podcasts and have to be submitted by the 19th of May 2011 deadline. Next, we have the perquisite or perk, in other words, a benefit in kind that is received by virtue of the employment and any profit that could arise from the payment of expenses. This could happen when an employee is reimbursed too much or is reimbursed for non-business expenditure, which will also give rise to an income tax liability and possibly to an NIC's liability. Payments or reimbursements of expenses are part of an employee's employment income or taxable remuneration or emoluments, unless it can be shown that they are tax deductible, having been incurred wholly, exclusively, and necessarily in the performance of the duties. HMRC requires that all expenses, payments, and benefits, unless covered by a P11D dispensation, are reported annually on forms P11D and P9D. HMRC employer compliance officers do carry out pay-as-you-earn audits or employer compliance inspections to check that all relevant expense payments and benefits in kind have been reported or have been dealt with through a PAYE settlement agreement. This leads me to say that if there are no expenses or benefits in kind to report, and normally this will happen where the employer has a comprehensive PLMD dispensation and perhaps a PAYE settlement agreement to deal with taxable expenses. In such circumstances, there will be no requirement to submit P11Ds. It is not necessary to submit nil forms P11D or P9D. In an ideal world, we would have known that, and when submitting the employer's P35 annual pay-as-you-earn return, we would have ticked the box to confirm that completed forms P11D and P11DB are not due. Unfortunately, this does not always happen. I have previously told AAT members at branch meetings and on the CPD master courses that if in doubt on this issue, I would tick the box to say that P11Ds are not due. However, I must advise you that if HMRC issues a P11DB return to your employer or to one of your employer clients, and P11Ds are not required, it should not be ignored. The P11DB should be completed, and the box ticked that says no expenses, payments, or benefits of the type to be returned on forms P11D have been or will be provided for the year ended 5th of April 2011. For this reason, no forms P11D are attached. Completing and submitting that nil form P11DB to HMRC should avoid a P11DB penalty notice being issued at a later date.